Hello.
Hello.
Okay, everybody. I'm Donna Korth, and I'm very happy tonight to introduce you to Donna Dreegan, who you've already been talking to, and she's going to host the first part so that everybody will know what we're doing and what it's all about and who's actually sharing with us from the Masters tonight, who is actually it's Hercules. So she'll be telling you about him. And so I'm going to let you go ahead and get started, Donna.
Okay, Donna. Tonight we're honored to hear from Hercules, Elohim of the first ray of power, faith, and God's will. His retreat is in the etheric plane over a half dome in Yosemite National Park. His twin flame is Amazonia. He's especially powerful at times of cataclysm, floods, and earthquakes. He is a powerful force in protecting this planet from dark forces, UFOs, and extraterrestrial beings. The Ascended Master Hercules is millennia older than Greek mythology. When God commanded this solar system to be formed, the fiat went forth, "Let there be light." And there was light. It was Hercules who summoned the mighty Elohim, the builders of form, to come forth and to precipitate the divine plan of the solar logoi. His great strength is drawn through his obedience to love and the will of God. He releases blue lightning protection and his momentum of will, energy, action in answer to mankind's calls for strength and direction. Hercules has told us that in many cases, because of his office among the seven Elohim, he is the only representative of the Godhead who can stand between mankind and their returning karma. He said in 1974, "Wherever there is cataclysm, flood or fire or storm or drought, I ask you to call unto me that I may intercede with the great power that God has given me. Call on my name, Hercules, day and night. According to the law of free will, the masters, the Elohim, the angels cannot intercede in our world unless we ask them to." In 1995, Hercules said, "Never before has there been such a dispensation for using our decrees to focus on the earth the ribbons of blue fire and white lightning, whereby there is a literal disintegration of misqualified human substance. Quote, I promise you that each and every time you give your call to me in multiples of nine, you shall have the multiplication that you have not seen since my original physical presence in the earth. You can use this decree to summon the great teams of conquerors who work with our legions. Ours is the most specific dispensation, for we are the only ones allowed in the physical in Earth at this time." In 1996, Hercules said, "Calling to us is imperative to hold the world in peace. Make calls to me daily, even if you only offer me three Hercules decrees. That is enough, beloved. But call my name, and you empower me to work in your levels. Hercules wants us to focus on the turning back of domestic and international terrorism, earth changes, and all changes, challenges to God government. As you give these calls, you can visualize the Elohim pouring their light into the world through the chalice of Elohim anchored over the heart of the inner retreat. Visualize white fire and blue lightning turning back domestic and international terrorism and all that opposes God government. Make your visualizations as specific as possible. The more specific your visualizations, the more effective your decrees will be, because you are you're directing God's light like a laser beam right into the core of a situation."
Donna,
yes.
I'm going to mute everybody, so you'll have to hit star six in a second.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Now, at the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you're invited to stay with us to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions or share any insights and experience you've had with us. Give us any prayer requests for you, your family, your friends, or just join us in prayer. And our mission and vision, I'll read it. See if it feels like something that you would enjoy embracing. Our mission: within our heart center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision: We live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now our opening invocation. I invite you everyone to read the following with me from the invitations you received. In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we call to beloved Hercules in Amazonia to help us realize and commit ourselves to the wonderful opportunity given to us by our I Am presence in this lifetime. We thank you, Hercules, and all who work with you for having gone ahead and prepared the way for our planet and all who abide here. Thank you for helping us in our trek upward to be fully resurrected into the original plan visualized by Almighty God. Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, and your legions for protecting us tonight physically, mentally, spiritually, electronically, in our phone conference. Help us as we follow the way of truth. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for truth and who hunger for more. And now we will sing a song together, the song we sent you. It is 10.002 in the songbook titled Hercules Embrace. As we sing this song in celebration of our planet, send your love and thankfulness to the masters, Elohim, angels, and elementals for their constant assistance and presence in our lives. And I turn it over to Donna Korth.
The right words for some of us, but it's a very powerful song. And if you ever have a chance to go ahead to another, to a regular computer, those of you that have one or that can go get to the library, play this song once in a while, and you will be so energized. It's very powerful. Okay. Next, we're going to have our message from Hercules. So I'm going to play that here as soon as I get this up here. And it is very unique, and I love the introduction that Donna gave to you tonight, because that it's the tip of the iceberg for all that Hercules can do. And I had read a story once that Hercules, when he did come, when he came back, it was a rare, very rough time he came back to help out, and it was so rough, he said he had to struggle to keep from bringing on more karma because of all of the mistakes and things that he was tempted to get into. But he made it, and he made it back here and back up there again. So he's pretty good guy. And Amazoni, that's another interesting one to read about, his twin flame. So here we go.
I am come to this place for the delivery of fire. I am Hercules, and I stand now to deliver the judgment upon those who would interfere with the evolution of mankind. So I have come to appoint a vortex of fire in this city, where some have misused the light that has been garnered here in the past. For this was the point of an ancient civilization wherein the power of God was anchored. Beloved ones, do not misuse the light entrusted to you. For when you do, the consequences are truly detrimental to your evolution and your light. So I come, empowered by the Lord God, to deliver the fire of the blue ray for the acceleration of light and for the consuming of darkness.
I would like to ask Barbara, if you're there, Barbara, if you would get on and explain just exactly where Hercules is, what he's talking about at this point, and where this heart stream is taking place.
Gladly. David was in the area of the town of Tepoztlan in Mexico. It's in the Mexican state of Morelos. It's about an hour and a half south of Mexico City. And this particular area, the mountain, which is called El Tepoztecal Mountain, it's been a ceremonial site since at least 1300 BC. So this is a place of power. I suspect there's some kind of energy portal there, much like Sedona, Arizona, or something like that. But people go there for mystical enlightenment. They come to meditate, do yoga, do shamanistic rituals and stuff like that. And it's a hotbed of UFO activity in the area. The name Tepoztecal is from the Aztec god Tepoztecatl, who was the Aztec god of pulque, which is basically cactus whiskey. So he was like Bacchus, I guess. He was the god of drunkenness and fertility. Go for that. So a lot of monkey business that has gone on in that area, apparently. And anyway, and there's a temple to this god, Tepoztecatl, up on the top of Tepoztecal Mountain. It's in the typical Aztec step pyramid design. It's not a very big one, but it was a place of pilgrimage, has been a place of pilgrimage for people for you know, several hundreds and hundreds of years, for many centuries. So that's an interesting thing to know about. So I suspect that David Lewis was instructed to go there to help clear some of these records. So that's my information on Tepozteco Mountain.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay,
you
so you all now understand how the Aztecs were rather led astray by some of the extraterrestrial activity at that time in that area. So now we will go on, and you will see what else Hercules has to say about it.
And I anchor this rod of power now in the very physical earth in this place. It shall be an electrode of fire that cannot be denied. And those who come will feel its effects, and those who should not be here must leave because they are not welcome in this place. Beloved ones, you should discern the truth behind extraterrestrial life and their entree to this planet and its atmosphere and its cities. Not all extraterrestrials are benign, and so some who come have malintent in their being for the evolutions of mankind, and yet others are truly light bearers. But I say that most of those who come here are about not the Father's business, but are about the business of interfering with the evolution of mankind. So you have seen in your science fiction movies the concept of the principles whereby higher evolutions who have an advanced civilization may not interfere with the free will of mankind. And yet some have done so, and they continue to do so. This is not our way, or the way of the ascended masters of the Great White Brotherhood, or of any of God's evolutions of light.
I would like to call on Dwin, if you're there. He talks about the fire of the blue ray. So, Dwin, if you could explain what the fire of the blue ray means and why he might have mentioned that. Go ahead, Dwin. And hit star 6 first. Dwin, are you there? We can't hear you. Okay, if Dwin isn't there, I will just mention a little bit about the fire of the blue ray. The blue ray refers to Elmoria's early discussions and its gifts to us. Blue ray represents love, wisdom, and power. And the most important part of it right now, it's here on a new higher frequency now to help us adjust to what is called the shift. The shift is occurring because we are entering a new cycle of light. Like I have mentioned before to some of you, it's like taking a steam iron, and as you bring it down closer and closer to the material on the ironing board, the material gets more and more affected, and there's more and more pressure until you finally bring it down on top, and the wrinkles are all erased. And that's what's happening now, and it's very hard on us, especially those who are not prepared for it, who are not doing regular prayer and meditation, who are not gathering with others to do their mantras and things like that. Dwin, are you there yet?
I'm here, yes. I'm sorry, I couldn't get on you, so I had to use the other phone.
Oh, okay.
So your first
and explain what you have.
The fire of the blue ray?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll just give a little my own that have come up.
Yeah, give whatever you have.
Okay. Archangel Michael, another fiery blue flame master, Archangel, came and about a year ago, and he took a group, from the Heart Center, went to England, and the Master's desire to clear some of the energies, the dark energies that were working against the people through government and whatever source. And so he brought forth a fiat that he said that we could use, blaze the blue fire light of God. And he gave this 9 times, blaze the blue fire light of God, to deliver whether it be England or whatever peoples or, you know, situations of all darkness, which is assailing their souls. And he says, you see, blessed ones, it takes determination, discrimination, and discernment to invoke that light that then works miracles, for God is the great miracle worker of all ages. And when you place your trust in God, your faith in God, your belief in God, your hope in God, and your love in God, all things are possible. So we thank our beloved Archangel Michael for this. And I know I had another one of Hercules that had a short...
you're kind of blanking out there.
Oh, short, excuse me. Hercules also gave us a quick fiat, and I'm choosing to see that right now. And sorry, it has disappeared. So the next portion of this question was the protection of the blue ray. And once again, Archangel Michael has told us that when we go into situations and places where we know there are dark forces, or not even for sure know, but know that there's always a possibility, then we should, he says, put on your 7-league boots each morning. Put on your helmet. Take up your shield. Dress yourself in my armor. And as you enter the marts of man and great cities of this world, know that it is foolish to go into places where without your protection. And have you not heard that fools go where angels fear to tread? So therefore, oh, we must be drenched in those living fires of God and the Holy Spirit, and to enter these places of density and for our well-being and protection. And there was one other. Speaking about the new blue ray, Lemuria came forth with a message, and also beloved Charyata, January 23rd, 2007, came forth, and he said, the new blue ray descends from Alpha and Omega, the Father, Mother, God of our universe, and pulses out to us from the God star Sirius. It is the first of the new higher frequencies being introduced to the Earth and to this entire solar system. So we have 6 more behind it, if not more. But this is the first ray that has descended and announced by El Moria in his heart stream on January 11, 2007. And this current of energy signifies the great shift that is occurring, ushering us into an age of illumination, enlightenment, compassion, and freedom, an age when the mother light is activated in the earth and in mankind. And he says, this new blue ray is sealed within frequencies that are ever changing, demonstrating that we must also be adaptable to and able to flow with the winds of the Holy Spirit. And so in order to fully understand the new blue, we must move from a sense of duality and enter what the Masters have called a unified field of beingness in God, which is beyond doctrine, dogma, and man-made laws. It says the new blue ray is the new law of life. So we're blessed to have this new awareness and knowing the power, potential power behind it, and to also be careful and to use it very God-consciously and to never misuse this very powerful energy. Thank you.
That was excellent, Dwind. Thank you. Yes,
thank
this
you.
Blue ray is very powerful, and we can use it with Archangel Michael's sword and in his name whenever we are in a difficult situation that we've got to get out of, especially a physical situation. Okay, we'll go on here.
So be careful where you place your attention, be careful where you place your marbles. For if you place them within the hands of alien lives and alien beings who are not about the Father's business, then you are tied to them, and you may receive thereby a certain energy pattern within your auric force field that is not benign. And therefore, being tied to them, you are not tied to us as ascended beings. Therefore, some have said that UFOs are all benign. And I say that is not true. And therefore, the Lord God does deliver to you this teaching this day and delivers it to the souls of those who come here. It is better that you work on the advancement of your personal spiritual path than to accept the lie that aliens will remove you from this planet if there is cataclysm. Beloved heart, you will only transcend to the plane in the heaven world where you have abided in consciousness upon earth. Therefore, if you think that you can be removed and attain to a higher level than you have attained here, this is false.
All right, I want to answer a question. What could be attracted to you if you have, if you had a negative energy pattern given to you from an alien, and therefore being tied to them, you were not tied to a force of protection such as the Masters. The danger of attracting these other ones was really hit home for me when I met a lady who lives here in Sulphur Springs, Texas, who has a history of having been involved with channelers and with other psychic forces, and who really liked looking for UFOs. And you have probably heard about those groups that's that climb mountains or that sit up on a big plane and look up at the moon and look and see if they can see a UFO coming. And there are a lot of groups that do this. Well, it seems that this friend was doing this, and she was encouraging other people to do it. And she even wrote a paper all about how to make contact with beings from extraterrestrials from other planets. Well, she got pregnant, and she was in the practice, by the way, of communicating with these beings, and she was taken up. All she could remember was leaving and then being returned, and then having a sore spot in her lower abdomen, and the baby had been taken. She had a second child later, which she says she was allowed to keep, but it had to be born by C-section because of what these aliens had already done. Now, when I talked to her about it, it was obviously that it affected her deeply emotionally. And, in fact, she has stopped long ago now from doing this, and she wished she never had in the first place. But she had some amazing experiences, which if any of you are interested, I've got some copies of a paper that she actually published all about how to get in touch with extraterrestrials. It's quite interesting. She now is burning most of those papers because she doesn't want people to do it. But I don't think any of you will do that after hearing about what happens. But she was so intrigued that she wrote and published this paper called How to Contact Extraterrestrials. And when she shared this story with me, I felt so bad for her because she was in tears when she realized that she was completely out of God's will in doing this. She realized that much too late, she had not had the spiritual protection or background that she really required to protect her. And besides that, you will not be protected if you are looking for them. They will come. They will respond all right, and you may not know how or when or what. She told us several times when she'd end up back in her bed with stickers and burrs on her from walking back in her, in a hypnotized state, not even realizing what had happened. She had losses of memory because of some of her experiences. She couldn't think of words. She couldn't remember where she'd been. She had loss of timeliness or what time it was, what day it was, and that sort of thing. She seems to be completely over it now, but it was really, in the end, a very traumatic time for her, which I hope will not happen to any of you. So now we will go on with this heart stream.
Therefore, please be seated in this hour. Beloved ones, you have seen in the entertainment industry movies coming out about aliens and how some have entered spacecraft and seek to dwell on other planetary homes, thinking that all is well. I say that the majority of those who have landed upon the Earth's surface and take beings of Earth's evolutions into their craft do so to the risk and the detriment of these souls, experimenting upon their bodies, taking from them the egg and the sperm, and, in effect, using those energies for the propagation of their own race, or for experimentation with genes and the genetic code of mankind. So, it is time that all mankind have the truth, that the way of the Ascended Masters is not the way of spacecraft. For those who have transcended time and space need not a physical vessel to transport themselves across the galaxies, but through the sphere of light that surrounds them as an ovoid of fire, they are able instantly to transcend all barriers, all time and space, to be at one point or another upon this or other systems of worlds. Do you see that it is only by attunement and by the grace of God through the higher evolution of the soul that beings wed to God are able, through their attainment, to work miracles? So, beloved ones, seek the truth within thine own being and know that the power lies within you for your own victory. Do not look to another outside of yourself for the keys to your victory, but seek only the truth within the teachings that have been relayed to you, and utilize them for the victory of your soul.
I'm going to call on Sharon. We do have our own special way of moving around and going from one place to another, which some of us have memories and experiences with doing, and others don't remember or may not be doing it yet. So, Sharon, I'm going to let you answer the question, when does this ability happen for us? And share any nighttime experiences or dreams or recollections that you may have had or somebody that you know. Go ahead.
Hi, Donna.
Hi,
hello, everyone. Okay, so this happens for us as we build a momentum of protection around ourselves. And this is not just in one embodiment. This is in multiple embodiments. So we have to do our prayers and decrees to build that momentum of blue fire and violet fire to take us through the astral plane. And also, as we go to sleep at night or whenever we sleep, night or day, we call the beloved Archangel Michael to send his escort angels, well, for him to escort us through the astral plane so that we can be protected and be taken to the etheric realm, the retreat, where we can do our other works, our finer works. And I would like to share an experience that I had. I think it was probably about 3 years ago. I was asleep, and I remember I'm conscious of standing alone in space. I realize I'm in space. And whenever I have these out-of-body things, I'm extremely tall. So I'm standing in space. There's no light. I'm standing in front of this big object, and I'm not sure what color it is. It's a combination of, it's not quite ruby and it's not quite magenta. It's in between the two of them, and someone's speaking to me and saying, you have to go through. And I'm standing there looking at this giant thing, and in the middle of it is like cotton candy. It looks like cotton candy, but it's not cotton candy. It's just swirling all around in this thing, and I'm thinking, that's a star. I'm not going to a star. And this voice keeps saying, you have to go back. It's a very gentle voice. It's almost like my voice telling me that I have to do this. And I go through it. I leap through this star, and then I realize it's a portal, and I wake up in my bed thinking, what color was that? That's the first thought that comes to me. What color is that? Because I'm still not sure. Is it magenta? Is it ruby? Because I believe, Donna, I asked you, what color is magenta? So I've come to realize later on that it was more of a ruby color, and it was a star. It's actually a portal that I just went through in my finer body, and I was protected. I didn't want to go through it first because I'm thinking I'm not going to be able to breathe through cotton candy. But it wasn't really cotton candy. It was just like some sort of residue of, I don't know, it was beautiful. It was like a beautiful color. And I've had like several experiences like this where I'm in space traveling, and sometimes when I look down, I actually do have wings. Very, very interesting. But before I go to bed, again, I make sure that I am fully protected, and I always call the beloved Archangel Michael for the escort through the astral plane, and sometimes I have good memories, and sometimes I have no memories. So that's what I had to share.
That's great. Thank you, Sharon. We all are capable of traveling, as Hercules said, through the sphere of light that surrounds us as an ovoid of fire. We are able instantly to transcend all barriers, all time and space, to be at one point or another upon this or other systems of worlds. The best thing to do is to pray before you go to sleep, call to your higher self and any of the angels that work with you and your twin flame, and ask for protection and to be taken to that place where God, your higher self, knows that you will benefit and where you can learn, because there are wonderful classes going on in the retreats and the universities and schools of the masters on the heavenly plane, where apparently we do spend most or much of our nighttime when we're asleep, not necessarily when we're dreaming, but oftentimes in a very deep sleep, and sometimes the dreams we have afterwards are a little bit warped or don't quite fit the bill. I had one situation years ago, I remember clearly, where I had a stomach ache. I went to bed with a stomach ache, and suddenly I was in this meeting room, and this lady was there who was actually known as Elizabeth Clare Prophet, and she was asking people if they had any questions or if they had any problems or concerns or anything she could pray for them for. And I raised my hand and I said, well, I have a stomach ache. And she immediately pointed towards me, and the stomach ache was gone. And then I woke up the next morning. I had no more stomach ache. But that's what was probably the first and most interesting thing that happened to me. I'm sure that I have other times that I don't remember very well, but you get, what do you call it when you get, something happens during the day and you think to yourself, I learned that, or I knew that. That's the kind of experiences a lot of us have. But pray when you go to sleep for a recollection of whatever it is you need to recall. So now we'll go on a little bit further here with this heart string.
The entire karmic board stands now with me, along with the seven Elohim and the five secret ray Elohim, and we form two concentric rings of fire for the judgment of the fallen ones whose time is up, and for the sending forth of those from this planet who must be bound and remanded to the court of the sacred fire on Sirius.
we'll stop for a minute and discuss who are the fallen ones whose time is up. And how do we know that they are fallen? Well, we are not meant to be judgmental, but if you have read either of Dr. Shakuntala Modi's books, she's a very spiritual psychiatrist, and she wrote two books called An Amazing Human Journey, Volume 1 and Volume 2. You will find that our planet has been visited often by both helpful and unhelpful extraterrestrials. This psychiatrist, who has been interviewed by David Lewis, tells how after her patients were under hypnosis, she was able to regress them back to previous lifetimes. A number of them came out of Atlantis, and they were able to tell stories of what it was like to live there thousands of years ago, before and during the time of its destruction. Now, these were patients of Dr. Modi's who were not acquainted with each other, but they told the same story about the good and the bad times before the destruction of Atlantis when they lived there or came in contact with it. Atlantis, according to them, was once a wonderful place to live and had developed great technology. They had artificial intelligence. They had robots of all kinds. They had even more impressive technology than we may have today due to the help of aliens from other planets. Now, the aliens did not teach them of the importance of true spirituality. They only taught them technology. So the country had a type of socialism which got out of control when the government leaders, which were the power elite, became so impressed with themselves and their technology that they figured out a way to control the rest of the population and make them do what they wanted. As a result, the population became robotic and they were unable to create, to fall in love, or to rely on their intuition, which was now missing. Since the elite leaders did not know anything about agriculture, they couldn't command the common people in areas of farming or food supply. They had treated their population like animals, breeding them, taking away their children, raising them separately, and finally, eating them, since they couldn't grow food. And in the last days of Atlantis, one patient who visited the country as a spirit afterwards and also had visited as a trader, one of the people that was on the trading routes of boats that traded with other countries, he says the following, and I will read this quote from him. He says, "I saw rulers eating people. I saw a lot of darkness everywhere in forms of pedophilia, sexual slavery, anti-religious activities, violence. There were devices being put in people's necks to control them. Everybody looked poor compared to the old stories of Atlantis being the land of milk and honey and overflowing with good things. Now it was just full of zombies who were unable to do anything on their own. The rulers were torturing them for their own entertainment and then eating them. There was evil all over the continent, which was fragmented and breaking into little pieces. Sections had disappeared into the ocean, and a civilization was dying. The masters, that we follow, they help us in all areas of life, unlike extraterrestrials. They help us in the areas of love, wisdom, and power for ourselves in controlling our lives and in the most important being love, letting everything we do be done in love. But we have the very well-known threefold flame of love, wisdom, and power. And if you'd like to know more about that, stay after class and bring it up, and we will explain to you what the threefold flame is all about and how that balances your whole body, your life, your psyche, and your purpose for being here at this time. So now we will go on a little bit further.
The two witnesses now stand above this messenger, along with the other witness in the physical and yet in her etheric body. And we utter the names of those fallen angels who have descended from the very first point of darkness wherein Lucifer fell. And Archangel Michael cast the fallen angels out of heaven. And we say to certain ones of you, your time is up.
and the resounding of this fire now. The power of the Elohim. And in this place we do now, in heaven and on earth, utter the names of these fallen ones who are now bound by Archangel Michael and his legions and remanded to the God Star.
So, Barbara, if you're there, would you explain who are the two witnesses and how do we know who they are?
Well, I went straight to the source. It tells about the two witnesses in the book of Revelation in the Christian Bible. And I'm going to read a little bit here about what this was, the book of Revelation, which was written by St. John when he was in exile on the Isle of Patmos. He says, and they're talking about the last days here in this passage. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it rain not in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters, to turn them to blood, and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. And after three days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. So this is a pretty scary sounding pronouncement here. There these two amazing prophets who had great power to prophesy for a limited time, and then they died, and then they were ascended up to heaven. Now what the Ascended Masters have told us, these two prophets were Mark and Elizabeth prophet, who were an embodiment earlier in the last, it was at the end of the 20th century, and are both now ascended. The Mark's ascended name is Lanello, and Elizabeth's ascended name is Claire DeLise. And these two great beings now are in charge of the etheric retreat over Lake Titicaca in South America. But these wonderful beings of light participated in this great clearance in Mexico when David was there to clear these fallen ones from our plane and to send them basically to the cosmic prison in the God Star Sirius. So that's what I have to say on that topic.
Great. Thank you, Barbara. Okay, there's just a little bit more here that we want to hear, and then we'll have a little bit more discussion. And then we'll come to a close. So hang on.
The light has descended. So fire has come, and I, Hercules, activate now the fire within your mind, your throat, and your heart for the salvation of your soul this day. Be freed from all tyranny of the Nephilim and the godless ones who have come to defraud your soul. Be free from those who would enslave your very being to their darkness and their plots and strategies. If you would be free, then take that freedom this day and know only God.
We still, however, do have some challenges with the Nephilim. There still are Nephilim here, and I would guess, but I don't quote me as this being the final word, I would guess that a number of people have reincarnated who were there at the time, who were possibly some of the leadership of Atlanta. Some of the leaders we know of today are possibly being here because it's the last chance to correct or be exonerated from past negative karma. And there are a few who have done an about-face. But if you want to know some of the sources for this info and who some of these people are today and among the power elite, the best thing to do is to listen to some of the alternative news, especially that which is online. There are a lot of Christian sources, such as X22, Serial Brain 2, and others. X22 is probably the easiest to listen to. There's no numerology involved with that particularly. And they're it's just very clear and easy to hear. But you will never hear the truth from MSNBC, NBC, ABC, or CNN, which tells of large numbers of atheistic or Luciferian followers who appear to unwittingly be wanting to follow a similar pattern that Atlantis followed. And as I mentioned, it became a socialistic place. It became a place where the leaders controlled the people. Some people think that that's happening now with A1 or artificial intelligence. And if you want to know some more sources for this info, many of them Christian or New Age, talk to me at the end of the class and I can give you some websites. But this is where you will learn more about those many leaders we know of today who are probably here because they have one last chance to balance negative karma. So I'm not going to name names, but you are probably aware of certain people in the areas of pedophilia, anti-Christian concepts, anti-patriotic philosophies, socialistic directions that our country is dealing with today. And if any of you want to make any observations or contribute anything at that point, hang on and stay with us at the end of class for a few minutes. We're going to hear the last little bit now.
Stand now again, my friends. I give to each one of you a small replica of my rod of power, and I ask you to take it now in your right hand and to implant it in the earth. This will be for you that anchor point for your victory in this life. Will you receive it and accept it and use this power judiciously according to God's holy will, beloved one?
Yes.
I thank you. I am Hercules. I have come at the behest of the Lord God, and our mission is accomplished. Amen.
Thank you, Hercules. I'm going to call on Dwyn to close in prayer and give us a little update on what's going on with the Heart Center. So, Dwyn, I hope your phone is working. Are you there? Well, let's see then. If Gwen's not there, let me call back on you, Donna Dreegan. If you could close in prayer, and if you're aware of any updates or announcements, could you give them?
Yes.
Okay.
In the name I am that I am, we call upon Hercules and Amazonia. We call upon Archangel Michael and all of the Elohim and of the Crystal Ray Elohim. And we ask that you overshine us and this earth and this country that we live in. And we ask that we will stand guard of our own self and follow what Hercules told us to do, to hold fast and to use our shield and be aware at all times of our I Am presence, that we are God. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now,
amen. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, everyone. Donna, if you can also, can you get access to some of the announcements?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the events that are happening soon. First of all, there's going to be something in Livingston, Montana this month, and it's going to be, is it the 18th that I believe it begins in Montana? And also there are events coming up that we are going to be having events in Boston on the 24th, I think, September the 18th and 22nd, Livingston, Montana, Charge the Earth with Violet Light, Autumn Equinox Prayer Vigil with the Seven Archangels, September 24th, Boston, Massachusetts, Sightseeing and Evening Gathering with the Heart Friend by Gautama Buddha, so any of you who live in that area, September 25th, Manhattan, New York, Linnell's on the line right now, she was on before we started, Evening Gathering with the Heart Stream by Cyclopea, they really want as many as you can have there in New York, September 26th, Manhattan, New York again, Sightseeing and Evening Gathering with a Heart Stream of Goddess of Liberty. And, of course, David will be there. September 27th and 28th, also Ocean City, New Jersey, workshops at the Heart Casa Crystal Boutique. They'll be doing some soul-raising sessions there. September 29th, Falls Church, Virginia, booth and lecture at Pathways Natural Living Expo. And that's going to be on that Sunday only. December 12th, through 15th, Vista, California, Mary University event at the Temple of Clarity, a winter solstice celebration in Ascended Master Love and Light. Meet the Karmic Board and prepare for 2020. God bless.
Great. Now, some of these things people can hear online, can't they? Some of them at the Brock Bike.
Yes.
Okay. And I think most of you have gotten the invitation, and if you haven't gotten it, is there a help line that they can call, help desk number? I think you have a number.
Yes, help desk that you can call. Let's see. I don't even know it right now. It's my number, and I don't even know it.
Okay, I think, see if this is it. I have 630-894-4410.
That sounds good.
Okay.
Jeanette, are you, Julie, are you on? Judy?
That is the help desk number.
Okay,
Donna.
Great. Okay, that's it. They're rearranging things with the desk. I've got two phones on my table. So, but that's one of the numbers. Yes, thank you.
Now, there's another number you can call, and they will, if they're not answering, they will tell you what to do. There's a message on there. They'll tell you what to do. They will either call you back or they will send you to someone. And that's 312-253-7600. So those are two numbers. And if you'd like to have the numbers again, just hit *6 and tell us. But you need to tell us what you need to know. I see another number here for conference help, 520-495-2929. So those are three numbers, and people love to help you, tell you the best. You tell them what your situation is. They tell you the best way to hear what's going on while it's happening, whatever meeting is occurring, and it's well worth the time. I'm not going able to travel this at this time. I did my traveling in June, and so I'm going to be hearing it online or with my telephone. So now I'm going to call on Cindy Hackenberg. Cindy, if you will take over, and you may want to give people a chance to ask any questions first, and then you can lead the prayer time.
Okay. Thank you, Beloved Donna. So does anybody have any questions about what was presented tonight?
You hit star 6 in order to talk.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I can hear
okay.
you.
Okay, good. So does anybody, oh, you're talking about other people. You hit star 6, I see, you're right. So, okay, so does anybody have any questions? Okay, I guess we'll go on with our prayer requests. So who has a prayer request?
This is Barbara. I have a prayer request. I was contacted today by the daughter of a longtime friend. My friend's name is Dorothy Howell, and she lives in St. Louis. And her daughter said that that her mom is, quote, in a dark place. And she's not able to reach her, I guess, emotionally, spiritually. Now this woman has, in the past, has been a very spiritual person. So I think maybe she's just depressed because of all the stuff that's going on in our country right now. I don't really know. But I would request prayers for my friend Dorothy Howell in St. Louis.
Okay. Thank you.
I have one on behalf of Vicki Kidd in Texas. She has the man who waters her lawn. She raises flowers and things, and she said that Ron St. John's is his name, was a Vietnam veteran, and he owns a sprinkler business with 8,500 clients. He contacted a parasite there in Nam, and it was dormant in the body and recently has become active. A few weeks ago, the parasite attacked his heart, and he had a heart attack. Now he's in a vegetative state. It's 50-50. He may come out of it. He may not. His wife had to shut down the sprinkler business. Ron St. John's.
Ron St.
Okay. Wow. Yes, we'll pray for Ron St. John. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Donna. Anyone else?
Well, I think it would be good if we add on this list Justice Hammond. He's just now being considered for, I forget what it is. It's like Medicaid or Medicare. It's like getting, or Social Security. He should have had it really for the past 2 years.
Disability.
Disability, that's what it is, yeah. So it's been a rough time for his family because he's been flat on his back. I can never remember the name of the disease he has or the problem he has. It's like chronic fatigue syndrome, but it's worse. It's just where you just can't move. I did see a talk about it once on TED. His mother, Marcia, sent it to us said if we wanted to know what it was about, go to the website. And we watched, some of us watched this presentation about what Justice Hammond is dealing with. But here he is, a young medical student, you know, with excited about life and all these things ahead of him. I don't know if he had a girlfriend or what was going on there, but here he is flat on his back, can't move. He's just, it's like his whole body is clay. Or,
didn't they
rock.
Have to move him in a gurney? Didn't we read that?
Yes, he had to be moved on a gurney. And sounds, any kind of sound or like somebody dropping something on the floor or wrong music or any kind of music practically would hurt and give him pain. It was like all of his senses were on edge, but he couldn't move. So it does attack people here and there across the country and across this planet. So we could pray for him and his family tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well, also Rebecca Taylor, I talked with her day before yesterday, and she's all by herself in Texas. I can never think of the town, but she's way away from everything, and she's going to be having a colonoscopy, but she also later may have to have a knee replacement, and the colonoscopy is going to be the 5th of September.
Colonoscopy.
And she's going to...
She's in Throckmorton.
Throckmorton, that's it.
It's September 5th, you said?
September the 5th.
Okay, we'll pray for Rebecca Taylor for that, too. Anybody else have any prayer requests? We can always pray for the president.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And his protection and just everything else. So pray for President Trump. Anything else? Okay, so who do we have with us here? We have Barbara and Donna Dragan and Donna Korth. And Dwayne, are you still here? Okay. How about Linnell? Okay, now we have me. Okay, I'll take the first one. Barbara's Dorothy Howell. I'll take that. And then Vicki Kidd. Let's see. Is anybody would like to take that?
If you want me to.
Okay.
It's Roz
Donna.
And John's, actually. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay, yeah, Donna. You take that, please, Ron St. John's. And then Donna Korth, maybe you can take Justin Hammond.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we have Rebecca Taylor, Barbara, and maybe Barbara, you could also just pray for the president too. Then
we can all pray for President Trump. But yes, I will take care of that.
Okay, so I will start. In the name I am that I am, my beloved Holy Christ Spirit of Self, and Holy Christ Spirit of Self is all light bears throughout cosmos. We call to the angels of compassion, the angels of understanding, the angels of mercy to come forth now and surround the beautiful soul of Dorothy Howell and to bring her into a more stable emotional and spiritual state. We call for the lifting of any burdens she may be having mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and that she will, you know, reach out to her beloved daughter, and that she will become much more healthier and out of this dark state that she seems to be in, and we call for it to happen as quickly as possible. We call to the healing angels and all who work on the healing ray, also the violet ray of transmutation, to bring about her complete victory at this time. And we call to the angel of deliverance to deliver this divine energy that is required for her to come up higher. And if there's any dark forces that might be assailing her, to remove them. We call for the angels to remove any that is assailing our beloved daughter Dorothy Howell. In the name of I am, I consciously accept this done right now with full power. Amen.
In the name I am that I am, I call to Hilarion, Lady Francesca, Mother Mary, Raphael, Jesus, Magda, and all of the healing angels, all of the mothers of heaven. And I ask Maximus Miracle Matrix to please give Ron St. John's an absolute miracle. Bring him back to life now that it's 50-50. Please bring him back to life. He has given so much. So much to our country, and please let there be a miracle immediately. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Amen.
I call today for beloved Mother Mary, Lord Jesus, beloved Servatus, and your healing angels, beloved Hilarion and friend Lady Francesca, for the healing of Justice Hammond, of this humongous disability that he has had to deal with for the last 2 years. We pray for him to recover. We know that some of the people, according to what we have seen, at least on the TED Talks, that some of them do get well, or they don't. They may not get completely well, but they do improve, and they get to the point where they are functional again. And we just pray for the very best plan for Justice, for him to, since his mind is active and alert, that you would comfort him spiritually, physically, and emotionally in his mind and his heart. Help him not to be anxious, not to be afraid, but to rejoice that he is fulfilling something that you can use in the lives of others, such as his family. Perhaps somebody needs to learn patience or understanding. There's so many lessons that we learn when we are helping someone who is limited or is ill. So we pray for the lessons involved with all of this to be a benefit to all involved with the care of Justice. We do pray for this disability income money to come through for him, and we know that that will help Marcia and others that are giving up some of their time to his care. So we, even though it's very difficult, you've said to give thanks in all things, so we thank you for this experience that Justice is having, and trust that in some way this is going to be very beneficial and give a lot of insight and wisdom to all who are involved. We have great compassion for them and for Justice, and we just thank you, God, that you do have a plan in all of this, although we do always continue to pray for his healing and for the timing of whatever sorts of care and help he receives, the timing and the right person and all that is a part of this to be exactly part what your plan is, the higher self of Justice, to be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Blessed Mother Mary, beloved Kuan Yin, beloved Lady Master Meta, all the healing angels, we call to you to wrap your arms of love around our heart friend, Rebecca Taylor. Be with her in the days and weeks ahead, and especially on September 5th when she goes for her colonoscopy. We see this a procedure being accomplished accurately and with perfect compliance with all that you desire for her, and that this procedure will be done swiftly, and that she will come out of it.
We're not hearing you very well, Barbara.
How's that? Is that better?
Much better.
Okay. We pray for the highest outcome of this procedure, and that she be healthy and well. Help her to prepare for her upcoming knee replacements. We pray that all goes well with this, and that she recovers some of her mobility, and that she has minimal pain. She has speedy healing and great doctors to help her through this whole process, and that it all happens when the time is right and when it will give her the maximum benefit in her life. Thank you for this soul of light, and help her to keep on keeping on and being positive, being a positive force in the earth. Amen. And now we direct our attention to our beloved nation of America. We call for all the hosts of heaven, and especially the 14 ascended masters who govern the destiny of America, to wrap their great causal bodies of light around our President Donald Trump, to give him courage and perseverance to keep on keeping on, and to uphold him and his family and all patriots and white hats that are working for the benefit of the light in our nation. We call for the purging of darkness from our government at the federal, state, and local levels, for worthy people who will uphold the banner of light and the mantles that God has given them to be elected into our Congress, for the protection of our Supreme Court justices, and for the full restoration of our constitutional republic. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this brave and courageous president who has worked so tirelessly for the American people. Give him wisdom and surround him with people that are truly beneficial and that are in alignment with God's will. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen.
Thank you, everybody, and thank you for praying for the president, too. That's great.
Yes.
And I hope the class came across okay. I was a little bit
I could hear everything just fine.
Oh, good. I was a little bit shook up when I couldn't find the broadcast, the heart stream, and I went and entered it, and it came back no such heart stream. And I didn't know what to do.
Oh dear!
But then I found
our next class is on September 26th, by my reckoning. Is that what you
That's
were planning?
That's right. That's what I have too. September 26th, our next
September
class.
September 26th is our next class.
I've already had requests for
replay.
Replays, yes, thank you.
Okay. Let me see if I can give you that. Here's a playback number here that
okay.
I have on this page. You can try that. And it'll also should come back, or Jeanette usually sends something out a couple of days later that also gives another way to get in.
Okay.
And the playback number I have here is 605-475-4949.
Okay.
And I don't think they have to, they just do whatever the operator says.
Okay.
Give instructions.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Great job tonight, Donnie. You did a good job. Thank you so much.
Well, everybody did. I really appreciated everybody's help tonight. I was a little discombobulated, but that's another story.
That's why there's a team. We're on it. Right?
Yeah.
For sure.
You did good. You couldn't tell. You couldn't tell at all.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, I just send you all love and kisses, and thank you again. And, oh, by the way, pray for me. I'm trying to write a call sheet for our Heart Share class.
Good.
The Heart Center team wants us to have a call sheet that we can all use.
Good.
So I'm working on that, and I'll send it out, and you all can add to it or subtract from it or make suggestions.
Okay, thank
great.
You.
God okay, bless. We will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great.
All right. Well, onward and upward.
Onward.
We're
yep.
having a giant yard sale this weekend with our VFW group here in Sulphur Springs. So I got a lot of stuff to set up tomorrow. Should be exciting.
Wish I could be there. Too bad.
Are you
yeah,
doing it
far away?
Someplace else.
What?
Is it going to be in your home or someplace else?
It's out in the yard here at our house.
Wow. Good luck.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got canopies and tables and stuff. We've done yard sales before, but we've got all the VFW stuff now, too. So there's a lot of stuff. So.
Good fortune.
That's good. It makes people stop. The more you have, it makes more people stop. So that's a good thing.
Well, and there's a giant flea market that's in a town just to the south of us here this
right.
weekend. And so there'll be a lot of people going by on the road. So that's why we're
okay,
doing it this weekend.
Good.
Do
God
you all
bless.
Hear a squeaking sound when Barbara talks?
Heard something.
I heard a squeak there in the background myself as well, which was weird. So
I don't know
what's
that
up. I don't hear it now.
Now it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good now.
Just goblins.
God bless.
Okay.
God bless all of you, dear ladies.
Night.
Night, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.